Hello, thank you for being with us. We're in the Educational New Life series with Dr. Rav Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. We want you to be with us. We're going to learn from Dr. Lyman how to live our lives here as Israeli society in a new way. We want to learn how to live like one family. One family, meaning like a family. You get up in the morning, you feel that the people next to you love you, want the best for you. You look after them, they look after you. Everyone lives in good instead of bad. This is the new life, and it's between us and the relations between us. There's nothing else. And this is what we're trying to learn and transform into the title, to live as one family, something we can grasp onto. And in each of these discussions, we choose one of the elements we take one of the elements from our ancient Jewish culture and use it to help us learn as one family. We spoke in the previous discussion about the prophets of Israel, and now from another angle, we want to get into the vision of the prophets, something that looks like a compass that directs all of the human development, not just Israel, but the whole world. In our discussion today, we want to go over some prophecies that everyone knows, and we want to hear what you have to say to see how all these prophecies are pointing at one place, correcting the connections between us. The first prophecy is Armageddon. Armageddon was given by Yechezkel, and it talks about the end of days where there'll be a coalition of a few nations of the world that come together, and they will be against Israel. They will fight us, and it will be very difficult. It's a very dangerous, complex war, which at the end will get some help from the upper force, and with miracles and everything, he'll take us out of this place. So first of all, as Israeli society, and in the period that we're in today with the Iranians like a cloud above us, I think that every time they speak about this in the media, yes, they talk about it in the media, well, here and there, it depends on the situation. Each time it comes up, I think each of us in some place, we have some fear that that same war that they're speaking of, it'll break out, that it'll happen. So first of all, what is Armageddon from your perspective as someone that sees the network? The system. We can take all these examples from Egypt. That they're standing in front of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is the symbol of our ego, the helpmate. It's not some external Pharaoh, but it's internal. In each and every one of us, it exists, and we need to fight against it in order to reach connection. And this ego is always getting up with renewed forces, and blow after blow it receives, it keeps awakening in us, and we're like, again, we're uniting, we're succeeding, and after the war we go back to being the way it was. And we see that the problem is, do we need the bad force precisely through which we come together, that we cancel the ego between us, and are we only brothers in times of trouble and not from truly understanding that we need to be connected and start working on it ourselves? And not because there's external pressures forcing us to be closer to each other, to be a mutual responsibility. Not at a time of war, not at a time of threat, but we just understand that it's worth it for us to do this, that we are obligated according to the plan of nature to reach the good situation. So the question is like this. The combination between the education that we'll receive if we educate ourselves properly and the blows from nature that we'll suffer. Can we, through education, a wise person sees what's coming? Can we see the bad things, what our ego is preparing for us for the future, not just for today, but also for the future? And in this way, correct ourselves through connection. So we'll understand and we'll feel this network connecting us. And we'll sweeten these laws that are coming from nature. That same Armageddon that's arisen inside of us, first and foremost. We need to understand that those bad forces, they grow from us, they come from us. And if we're not capable of fighting against them, then this application, this reflection from the branch and the root, will feel it in our corporeal world. But it all comes from inner situations inside of us. Therefore, just like Pharaoh, he's our ego, and it's come to bring us to connection, which through Pharaoh we've benefited. He sacrificed us to God. If it wasn't for Pharaoh, we wouldn't have reached the status of Mount Sinai. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Don't do unto your friend what you wouldn't want done to you. All of Israel are friends, our brothers, mutual responsibility. Do we need these blows from Pharaoh that will feel them and it will obligate us to connect? Or through education, through the system that we'll build, the social system, we'll begin to be more sensitive about the relations between people, and then we'll be able to get rid of all these serious problems. That same great war, that if a person succeeds more or less with his ego, to overcome his nature, to hate the ego and bring himself to connection, is also documented in all the prophecies. Which the most known one is Armageddon, that speaks about that in the end of days, we need to really decide how are we advancing onward to implementing love thy neighbor as thyself. We're reaching such a state of development that this is what's left clearly for us to do. Why? Because we see that this development toward it, that the world is becoming revealed as integral, as small, global interdependency between everyone. We're all as one family, all of humanity, and it will become more and more revealed. Can we, the general ego that's separating between us and causing conflicts between us, heating us up one against the other, can we identify the evil force, destructive force in there to such an extent that we all get up and destroy this ego? We rise above it. We build all love will cover all transgressions, that we ourselves want to reach connection. That's the Armageddon. That the great bad force is arising that's destroying all of society, and we against that, we're fighting against that. Is Israel Yashar Kel, the group, this great group of millions of people that is beginning to understand that there's no choice and we need to correct the relations between us? Or is Armageddon breaking out more and more and bringing according to the words of the prophets from the side of nature? They see what's going to happen from the side of nature if we don't interfere and correct the situation. They're showing us the law of judgment, that nature in a systematic manner honor will advance us towards love through many blows. And we can sweeten this, that even before the blows come, we correct ourselves and we connect more and more. And then these blows, we see them ahead of time, and they help us, just like a person sees what's going to happen. They see something bad can happen, and then they get up, and they attempt to correct these things. These bad things are precisely become the means for rising up above this future bad. And this is how I raise the society to connect more, etc. So we need to see this prophecy as a real thing that, God forbid, could happen in corporeality. If we take this war in an internal way, that we have to fight this force of separation between us, then this whole war will end on the inside in the relations between us. And not that it has to break out to a nuclear war and all kinds of terrible tragedies that the prophecies are speaking about. We need to fight. We need to bring this from an internal spiritual war to a corporal war. It all depends on our choice. It's all up to us. It's our choice. How we'll behave between us. And that's why the integral education comes and says we all have to be friends, and if we connect, we will neutralize all these bad forces, and then they will be a helpmate. They will help us. Even though they're against us, they will be a help for going up to a good, pleasant degree. When I asked about Armageddon, you explained to me through an explanation of Egypt and Pharaoh. In the simplest way, I'm thinking Egypt is behind me and Armageddon is in front of me. I don't think so. That's what it looks to me like, a simple person. We got out of Egypt and Armageddon is in front of my face. When I tried to think, I said to myself, once upon a time, there was a limit how cruel you could be, because we had simple tools in war. Now it was even worse. No, sorry, well, it was even worse. Today, if there's a war, it's much worse than it was once upon a time. No, not in the meantime. Today, if God forbid, if we go out to war, we don't think about hundreds of thousands of people. 1,000 dead people is a lot. 27,000 people have died in all the wars of Israel. That's why we're worried about Iran, because if the nuclear weapons are developed, then it'll jump. Then there were much more difficult wars. Then in those days, there used to be hand-to-hand combat. Either I win or he wins. Hand-to-hand combat, you go out to war, you get a divorce in advance, you go out to war, and half or three-quarters or whatever don't come back. Each fight, thousands and thousands die. And today, you press a button, it's enough. If they do, that's why everyone's afraid. But the war becomes between them. It's not like previous wars. That's why we're so afraid of the nuclear power. They think of it as some weapon that's going to stop us from fighting, because if you have it and they have it, then we're careful, because we know that from this, there's nobody that will win. will all stop existing. Around this Armageddon concept, there's lots of books and movies and Judgment Day, and there's lots of stories, lots of scenarios, bad scenarios of what can happen in this situation. So what is this Armageddon? What are all these terms? What are they directing us to, truly? The prophets? It's terms that are like collective, that everyone knows. Everyone knows what Judgment Day is. They talk about it. They speak about it, about the weapons for that. Things that are connected to nuclear weapons. The nuclear threat is the greatest threat in the world today. Yes. So what, if we look at it, you're talking about systems of connection between people, and we're looking at this nuclear threat. So it appears as if, how can we change the situation? It appears that the situation that we're in is so... The problem is that we look in a different way at reality. I see reality as a reflection of the inner connection between us. I don't see Iranians or Americans or that whole surroundings of our enemies at the borders. I don't see that. I see that they're all operated from the connection between us. That if the connection is between us is bad, then we feel pressure from our neighbors and the whole world. If the connection between us will be good, the world will treat us otherwise. I see the whole world as a reflection, a result of what's happening between us. That's what's important. That's why all these prophets, all the prophecies, that's what they're actually emphasizing. It's all together. The problem is the connection inside the people of Israel. That's why everyone hates us. And that's why all the problems in the world at the end of the day are because we're not connected properly. And that's why all the nations of the world really emphasize it, that we are the source of bad, all the disasters that happen in the world. So Armageddon is, first of all, our war, each one with his ego, so that above his ego, he'll connect, he'll take advantage of the situation in a good manner, and win the ego and connect above it in friendly connections, consideration, love. And then in that, they'll be saved. They beat the bad forces, and they rise up to advance us towards love thy neighbor as thyself. That's their role. It's all helpmate against. Created the bad, evil nature, that's correct, but we have to correct it. So Armageddon is actually a war of the ego between people. Yes, all the wars are that. All the wars, all the problems are only because we're not arranged between us. That each and every one is not fighting with his ego to treat others well. That's what the world is standing on, altogether. Therefore, the nations of the world don't have any free choice. Only we have free choice, only the people of Israel. And that's why everyone is pointing a finger at us. That's why all these wars in each person in Israel with himself, so that he'll connect with others. And if we connect ourselves with the masses well, then the result of that will be that everything calms down and the whole world will reach peace. And everyone will treat us the moment we begin between us to arrange our relations good for altruism. Then the network is organized in such a way in humanity that these positive forces will disperse to everyone immediately. And then everyone will begin to understand that from us, actually, the good force comes. And in accordance, everyone will connect with us. They'll want to come. They'll want to reach us, come to us, and help us with us, to serve us. in this. Therefore, I don't think about their ammunition and everything they want and everything they do, and they're preparing themselves with the nuclear weapons. It's not important. In the future, that won't have a role in anything. So when you say they talk like this in the media, here, there, I don't know. I don't take an interest in it. It doesn't interest me. It's just sometimes when I hear it, it's for us, it's some reflection of our inner situation, to the extent that we'll succeed or not succeed in being in connection, to the extent that we're suited to the inner network. That's how I see the news and everything happening in the world, as a result of what's happening between us. And Israel determines everything inside itself. So now I understood something. Maybe we'll try to open it up. We're always, as a society, putting all our attention and resources and efforts to see how we can always look nice to the goyim. How do we make a greater technology and attack first? That's what we're focused on. And it's escalation that's failing. We're always making an effort to more ammunition to attack before. It's instead of arranging the relations between us, and it won't succeed. It's only dragging out time until we understand. I can't say that we'll cancel everything, but if those same millions that we're investing throughout the world in helping them and helping all these propaganda between them, if we would invest 1% in the integral education, how everyone needs to connect together here between us, to a system, an education, integral education system, a media system, to explain, to promote how we're connected and how we influence the world in this, then we would see results, total results we'd see right away and necessarily, because the network exists. If we put positive force into it, it spreads immediately, and it's much stronger than the evil forces, than the negative forces, because it's higher. It's the connection between everyone. It spreads through the network, definitely. It fills it with life. That's what we need to do. Therefore, yes, in front of us we have many, many events that could come out really bad, that look really bad, but it's on the condition that we're disregarding what they gave us in our hands. We have choice. And the war isn't with these bombs. The war is inside each of us and between us. Excuse me, you understand each other, but I'm looking at this discussion from the side, and it's a bit of a naive attitude, I'd say. Now, if we're talking about the structure, the social structure, general social structure of the human level of society, and we say that humanity determines what will happen at the human level and the levels beneath it, at the human, animate, vegetative, inanimate, it all depends on the relations between us. If the relations between us in the network will be closed off, is one man with one heart, and nothing will break out bad in the world. There won't be anything, there won't be any place for bad. The only bad is because we're not arranged between us. Now, who decides at the peak? So when humanity will be connected, These lower networks, the animal kingdom, the vegetative, who inside humanity determines what will happen? The people of Israel. The nations of the world do not have reins like we have, good and bad, left and right. They can manage themselves in that. Only the people of Israel. That's why we are in the scopes and the eyes, the fingers pointing at us, this hatred, this anti-Semitism. It's all directed at us because we are not carrying out our choice that we have. And I don't see here something realistic or non-realistic. I see it as very realistic. I don't see forces in the world that are capable. What can you do apart from that? He has a few nuclear bombs, and you have a few, and he'll have more, and you'll have more. That's how you'll continue living. But in the meantime, despite that, the world is descending. I just won't let them have nuclear capabilities. So some other country will have, they'll buy it. Somebody will sell it to him. They'll go to Korea, Pakistan, they'll give it to him. What's the problem? So I'll do everything in my power that he won't have. And I have abilities. You don't have. Of course you do, with all due respect to him. This won't protect anything, because with force you can't control anything. You can't limit him. You can't limit him. It's very simple. What do you mean? Look, Syria also wanted to have nuclear. We stopped them. In the meantime, you can do that. But against this trend, you can't do anything. Now Egypt wants to start developing nuclear capabilities. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? The Russians want to start building also a nuclear station. What are you going to do? It's a huge superpower. It's even European. They have a connection with Europe. What are you going to do? So there's many scientists. I understand what you're saying. You're saying it's a process that you can't stop. So you're saying Armageddon is coming. All the nations will come, and they'll come on their horses, a big audience, and they'll come to Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And this will be in the end of the days. And you're saying, yes, what is written? Here it's coming. There's Egypt is starting. Today you're strong, and you think you can stop it, but it's too big. It'll come from right, from left, from front, from back. He can buy it here, there. You're just putting it off. So you're actually saying, look, according to what I see, we don't have to imagine that this bad scenario won't come. There'll be a loud noise. You're saying, yes, it's happening, yes. So suddenly you're a little bit less naive. I'm not naive. Before, you were very optimistic. There will be or there won't be Armageddon. It'll come to all of us with fire. Can we prevent this war or we can't prevent it? Yechezkel wrote it a long time ago. Now what's happening? It's in the news. It's coming to us. So what do you say about this? You want to get away from all this? So why don't you listen to what I say? I'm not saying telling you my opinion. I'm telling you facts from reality, from the structure of reality, and how we advance. I'm bringing you science. So maybe I didn't get it before because it's a very threatening picture. You're saying, first of all, it can be prevented. You can calm down. Okay, we're with you. Next stage. How can we prevent it? We can prevent all these things only by A, understanding reality, how we're connected to one another, how this network of connection between us is always becoming more and more revealed, and obligating us to be connected to one another. First of all, we have to be connected in the nation of Israel, and afterwards in the nations of the world, until we'll all be as one. association, that's the future of the world. And the question is, how to bring the world to this type of connection? That's why I gave the example of Pharaoh. When the evil is revealed so much, I lost you there in the previous explanation because suddenly you threw me out to Pharaoh. If you could talk to me in the future, I could flow with you. We have to bring a connection between all people to be one association. That's the goal. The goal, love thy neighbor as thyself, all the world reaches complete love. That's it. That we need to reach it and be suited to all of nature. That human society won't be in nature like some cancerous cell that's eating everything and bringing itself also, like we see today, is bringing itself to death like cancer. It kills the body and also kills itself from killing the body. So we have to understand that in this manner it's impossible to exist. How do we correct ourselves? Correct this cancerous body called humanity of today. We must stop eating each other and rather start completing each other, connect, to get along in the correct manner. It's in accordance with the network that is being revealed. It is bringing us those same good relations that we need to reach. How to educate ourselves? Don't do unto your friend as you wouldn't want done to yourself. To be as one man with one heart. Brothers, in mutual responsibility, understand that we're all responsible for each other, dependent on each other. How do we reach at the end of the day? Love, even. This is what we need to educate ourselves about. All humans. Hang on. That's at the top. On the way, who has to implement this? The people of Israel. The system is in us. The ability to carry it out is in us alone. And therefore, in the system where the general problem is being revealed, that we don't suit this system, it's being revealed through the nations of the world precisely toward us. We're hated, we're despised, etc., etc., and it'll be more and more revealed. You see anti-Semitism throughout the world. You'll see that, like they say in Armageddon, everyone's closing in on us. Yes. So we need to correct ourselves because we are truly the main part, the activating part of the whole system. We need to correct ourselves, and then from us, all these forces will disperse throughout the system, and the entire system will connect properly, calmly, and pleasantly. It all depends on us. And speak with anti-Semites and read what they say, and this is exactly what they point to. They understand it. So you're optimistic at the end of the day? No, no. Because I don't know what the people of Israel will choose. We're the people of Israel. Who are we? You, me, Nitza. And look for yourself if you're convinced by what I'm saying. Not so much. That's why I don't know whether to be optimistic or not, just like you said. Exactly. You know what? To bring a bit more optimism, let's go to a more optimistic prophecy. The next one is Yeshayahu's. He's after Armageddon. Yes, we're good and going forward. I understand you're optimistic and the problem is with me, but I'm flowing with you. The problem is implementing the correct education. I'm Israel. My hesitation is far from your optimistic, but in general, you yourself, you feel that there's an understanding and a direction, and we can definitely prevent the disaster, and it's in our hands, and it depends on us. And if we implement it well, then Yeshayahu's prophecy will come true. Yeshayahu says,
ונמר עם גדי ירבץ ועגל שמורי אחדיו ונער קטון נוהג בם
A dove and cow will be together, and a lion will be with, and nobody will butcher anyone. Yeshayahu is talking about the days of the Messiah. He explains a situation where all the opposites connect and everything's flowing and great. And the question is, what magic did he know that he explained how all the opposites would connect? You know, there's equations in nature. There's no miracles. Maybe there are. But in a rational manner, I think any sensible person will ask himself when he reads these verses, apparently either Yeshayahu was a little bit cuckoo, or maybe he knew something that I didn't know. Apparently he knew something that I didn't know. What did he know that caused him to see this picture where everything comes together? Yeshayahu is telling you the final situation, which for sure will take place. However, the question is, how is it going to take place? You see? In which way will it take place? Well, it happened through suffering, which is Armageddon actually happening in the most revealed manner, or this war, we will carry it out inside of us, between us, against our egoistic desire that we will make a war. And not in our bodies. What do you mean fight our egoistic nature? When I say that you have to love me, you don't need to fight your desire? If you tell me to love you? You mean a person will love his friend? A person loving his friend, it means you live through my desires, that your entire life is just how to fill me. And I live only to think how to fill you. That's the picture that Yeshayahu had? Yes, of course. It's impossible. It's not pleasant for me to say, but what does it mean that a wolf will live with a sheep? It means that we will all want to respect one another, to make the desire of your fellow man, that means to love him, that I will always want to do good for them. When you love someone, you're always thinking, how can I make him happier, either through this or through this? I won't eat this, I'll leave some over, I'll leave a little bite over. This is how my wife prepares it, and the kids finish. They come to my plate and they take everything. So learn from that. That's natural love, and we have to be here in unnatural love, above nature, above our egoistic nature. So a sheep and a wolf is an example. It's a symbol of animals. Now, we're also animals. The problem is, you mean a wolf and a sheep, you mean the oppositeness in our connections. What else is there? So a wolf and a sheep, you're saying we can live in completion of one another, even though we're opposites? Yes, of course. We're all different. And in that same system, we're coming to complete things. That's why in the end we reach perfection, wholeness. And that's where our correction is, to find how much we complete one another, just like in a puzzle. When we put together a very pretty whole picture of all of reality, and this picture exists at the end, the only question is, how will we reach it? Will Armageddon happen or not? Of course it will. The question is, in which way? Either in an internal way, as an internal war between us, through the awareness and recognition, we'll fight our ego, and in a very cruel way, but we have strength for it. Or that we, God forbid, through the great blows, will still reach that same form where we see there's no choice, but we have to rise above the ego. Who's forcing us? Either education is forcing us to reach a connection or great troubles. One or the other. Connection is the future of all of humanity. So, of course, Yeshayahu is in its place. But he's talking about the final picture. I'd like to add to this final picture another prophecy from Yechezkel. He's explaining the full picture.
A
shepherd will be for everyone. What does it come to symbolize that in this complete situation where everything comes together, all the opposites, that they all complete one another? What does it mean that David is the shepherd, the single shepherd for everyone? What is this picture of a shepherd and sheep, and David was with the sheep? What does it mean that at the end of days, David will be the shepherd for everyone? That only one force, bestowal and love, will control the world as an upper force, and each and every one in his life will go to realize only this force. There's another prophecy, how the nations of Israel help Israel. That's in further on. When I look at the principles on which Israel was founded, even in our Declaration of Independence, I see they took parts from the prophecies, and they said that after 2,000 years of exile, Israel decided to be a Jewish country that's based on principles of freedom, justice, based on the vision of the prophets. We took from the prophets. Did we take justice and peace, or did we take... But it appears that we have good intentions. Why doesn't it succeed? Because we took laws from the British and the Turks, and we continue it. That's our problem, the laws that we took. The laws, I mean, between us, what happens between us? What morality do we have between us, controlling us? What do we raise as the law of Israel? Love thy neighbor as thyself, or all kinds of the Turkish law, the mandate, there was the British law, or we're making laws, we see what the nations of the world have and we learn from there. But even what is the education that the people get throughout 65 years that we've been here as a people? Independent. In 65 years, generations have gone by. Three generations have gone by. What did they get? What education? I'm the people. Can I ask? When? From who? You don't know who you got education. I got lots of education. Math, from your parents even. And onward, you received from the environment you were in, the environment, lots of things. What is there in this environment that takes into account consideration, love, a lot? Nietzsche also got that. So that's great. So then why are we in such a bad situation? That's exactly the question. I see altogether there was good intentions. What good intentions? When they made the Declaration of Independence, they got it from the prophets. Who there understood the vision of the prophets? Let's say Yeshayahu. He says, you will be my Savior, that Israel will be a light unto the nations. You're saying we didn't understand the prophets for 65 years. Let's forget it, that we didn't understand it up till now. The result wasn't so great. So when Yeshayahu writes, you'll be a light unto the nations, what is he talking about? In his great vision, he's talking about some place where the light radiates outward toward the whole world. That's already a result that we have a center in Israel, that the light comes out of his ear, right? He's right. Do we have to? Can we do it? We have to. What's the equation? That we ourselves won't listen to all these things that are just, will go past our ear, but we have to make education so that all these things will go into our heart. How? About society, about connected society, mutual relations. Person will help his friend to be as one man with one heart. Love thy neighbor as thyself. How many times do I have to remind you of all these sentences? I heard them from childhood. You heard them, but where did you see them implementing them? Here and there. And it's getting less and less, but it's getting less all the time. Even there, if you saw someone being nice to someone, it's because it's in their good interests. But to still reach all kinds of, we need to understand that without mutuality, perfect mutuality in our society that we're attracted to, not that we're implementing. What do you mean that we aspire to it? That we aspire to having a perfect mutuality? Without that, we cannot exist. It won't help us if we have something in Dimona, or how many planes we have, or how many missiles, or etc. It won't help. Nature is obligating all of us, and first of all, Israel is being forced that it will carry out all these prophecies. We must do this. If not, we're going down. Nothing will help. We can change the government a million times. We're going further and further down. It appears to us that we're thriving. It's because we have time. We're still doing something. But our society is somehow getting closer to it. I see how they looked at those words before. Now they're listening to it a bit more. Now they're starting not to throw it away completely. Now they're acting toward it. We're also acting throughout Israel. All the courses, our TV channel. You're talking about love every day. You can't say there's no activity. There's good activity in Israel. You're acting well. I'm not saying to compliment you. I'm saying there's activity toward love and connections between people. That's why this network still doesn't threaten us from today, threaten our existence. But we need, as quickly as possible, to begin implementing the conditions of the network, the connections between us. We have to bring ourselves to at least to dialogue, to connecting, mutuality, to the understanding that this is a given from nature and there's no choice. You have to. Otherwise, not us, the nations of the world will come to us with greater and greater demands, and they're not guilty of that. Don't blame the anti-Semites. Don't blame the nations of the world, your neighbors. First of all, look at yourself. No, because you, in your inner attitude inside the nation, you determine their behavior. Only you. Inside the nation, you determine what they will say about you, what they'll want. Their destiny is in your hands. That's the source of anti-Semitism, that they can't stand it.
Yes,
I'm sorry to repeat it, but it's always echoing in my head, and I'm sure that anyone that will watch this or read, he'll have this question. I'm looking at this speech that Jabotinsky made in Warsaw in 1936. He said that Zionism claims not just for the sake of building a land for the people of Israel, but it has to do with one people. It's not to do with one people, but it should be a flag, an example for the rest of the world, and from Zion, Torah will come out. He said, I believe that in a short time there'll be a new plan for correcting the world. What do I want to say? These things are like they're somewhere in our brain. We understand that we need to reach it, but we don't know how to do it. Because that's precisely the problem we're dealing with. Therefore, we present the plan for the correction of the people, which is called the integral education. You can call it something else, it doesn't matter, but some symbol. The education of the people to teach it to be connected. And this education must give everyone knowledge. Which world we're in, what network of connection we have. This network is becoming revealed, therefore we need the crisis in all realms of our lives. This network is being revealed each day more and more, and that's why it's increasing, and it won't disappear. It won't disappear. It'll be worse and worse, and we won't be able to fight against it. But only if we suit ourselves to this network, nature will win. Nature will win. It's stronger than us. What are we? We are very sensitive. We are feeling people. Where we feel bad, we'll do anything we can to not feel bad. And this network that's coming closer and saying you have to get organized to connect, right up to connections of love, and we don't want to, we don't understand, and we're not doing anything about it, and that we are opposite to nature, to what nature is presenting to us. And this oppositeness is felt in us as great problems right up to death, wars, disease, everything. We just need to understand where we are in this entire network, the central part of it. It determines for the entire network what will happen, and that's called the nation of Israel. And we must, for ourselves and for the whole world, we must begin to arrange it between us. And this is called being a light unto the nations, to the Gentiles. That's what Jabotinsky was talking about. There's no choice. We understand a lot, but to implement it, first of all, we need to explain. It doesn't obligate anyone. We're explaining what's happening in nature, what's happening in society, what's happening in Israeli society, and how we can reach what we need to reach. That's one thing. And the second thing is implementation after the knowledge part. How do we implement it, the education itself, which society we need to build in an artificial manner that will begin to obligate us to be connected. Then it's new laws for the media that we don't just have from the morning till the night all gossip and all kinds of all these things that we hear there. All this terrible talk, but that will all begin to brainwash ourselves. It's really a brainwash. That's the education. We'll start to educate ourselves, just like we want to educate our kids. That I don't want them to fight at home. I want them to be like brothers. What do I say to them? What do I arrange for them? That's how we have to arrange for ourselves, the general society. that it will look after, make sure that each and every person will be influenced from it, just like he wants to influence his children well. So what is he? He's concerned. He makes sure they do this and don't do that. This is okay. That's not okay. He's always around them. That's how we need to do with the people. The people aren't capable of doing it themselves. I need to build here. You need education like a little kid, but the people have to build for themselves. The people aren't capable. There's a few people that know what to do, and those people need to build the new education system. Let's say if you'll gather them together, you'll work in that also. You as an educator, and I'm the one being educated. So you're saying people who understand the network, the process, understand how it works, they need to lead a process of upgrading my perspective as a person, someone who doesn't understand the network, first in your perception and also a change in your attitude to others. That's the result from my inner understanding, not just that. They have to activate people in special way, round tables, workshops, all kinds of things that we need to activate people so that they'll feel this network of connection between them, all kinds of acts of connections. And it's in workplaces and the open university. It's as if the whole nation needs to join the open university. We have to accept it like the national mission, first degree, top priority. If I understand what you're saying the prophet's vision we understand for thousands of years. The difference between then and now there's no choice. The world has become interconnected and this interdependence between everyone, it's showing us people, you're connected. It's like they're taking the net out of the water now. You see this situation we're in? So it's becoming the only, it's not some recommendation or someday something's going to happen, but in the connected world, if we talked about nuclear weapons that they're developing around us, there's nowhere to advance and continue not doing anything. This is a place to get up and do an act, and the act is to start creating between us the sensation that we're connected, just like we really are connected. We need to adjust ourselves to the network. It's becoming the law of existence. It's not a utopian thing like they showed before, but now it's reality. And this whole campaign, this explanation, this national mission like you defined, to take our perception to where it needs to be, you call this process development of integral education that will transform us to understand this integralness and to implement it in the relations between us. Now, you showed us here that in this model, if in Israel we begin to implement it and take it as a national mission, automatically the world will come after us. So I want to add another prophecy from Yeshayahu. The problem in the end of days, and all the Gentiles went up to the mountain of the Lord. From Zion will come out Torah. If I understand you and him together, I think you're the same. What will happen when we begin to act like he demanded in this prophecy? Yes. And apart from that, all the nations of the world will come and help us with this themselves. You don't have that prophecy? It's written on the building of the UN in New York. The fact that they engraved it, it needs to be engraved on our hearts, not on the building, but it shows some symbolism. They took everything from us, and they turned it around however they wanted. We had a great conversation. We have a minute and a half left. I want to get some summary. Our discussion was about the vision of the prophets. We talked about Armageddon, the end of days, the wolf, the sheep. How everyone will come and support us here. What insight do you want us to conclude this talk about the vision of the prophets? I want I want us to finally understand that our future depends only on us and not on anyone else. We don't need some president from the U.S. or from our neighbors. We don't need to blow up this nuclear stuff in Iran. Nothing. We don't need to do anything. We need borders. We need, in the meantime, to stand with our weapons, yes. That's truly. But along with that, we need to understand that all our weapons, all our ammunition is only in the good relations between us. If we do it, I neutralize all the bad in the world. I obligate all the nations of the world to treat us in a different manner. They will take Israel on their shoulders, it is written, and take them up to Jerusalem to build the temple. That's what will happen if we, between us, begin to do it. And if we proclaim it in the world, look what reaction you'll get. Look, let's do it. Let's start implementing it between us here as a national mission, and you'll see how the other nations will react. With that, you're putting a very strong, positive power into the network, and they will definitely treat you the opposite of today, for sure. We will do and we will hear. Thank you, Rav Lehman. Thank you, Nitza Mazoz. Thank you for being with us. Let's put positive force into life in the network. All the best. Good life. So long.